single soul. Reaching a further and stepping in closer. CGM TV.
Hello and welcome to Living Life. May you be nourished deeply in your time in God's Word today. Today is June 25th and we're continuing with Numbers 19. You know, when I was in high school, I joined a cross-country team. And cross-country is a three-mile, very grueling race of running. And after the second mile, the last mile is probably the most grueling part when you're absolutely exhausted and weary. The coach yells at you, James, you got it. You got it in you. Sprint, start sprinting. You know, start running really as hard as you can the last mile. And so the whole time the coach is trying to remind us and trying to urge us to really turn into ourselves and find that extra source of energy and that juice to go and finish the race as hard as we can. And many times Christian life is compared to running a race. And so if you're finding yourself weary or exhausted, where do you turn to for that extra juice, extra source of strength and comfort and power? And so, you know, our passage really turns to talk about that extra source of power and strength in our lives when we're weary and exhausted. So let's go ahead and jump into our passage to see what that means.
Numbers chapter 19, verses 11 through 22. Whoever touches the dead body of anyone will be unclean for 7 days. He must purify himself with the water on the third day, and on the seventh day, then he will be clean. But if he does not purify himself on the third and seventh days, he will not be clean. Whoever touches the dead body of anyone and fails to purify himself, defiles the Lord's tabernacle. That person must be cut off from Israel. Because the water of cleansing has not been sprinkled on him, he is unclean. His uncleanness remains on him. This is the law that applies when a person dies in a tent. Anyone who enters the tent and anyone who is in it will be unclean for 7 days. And every open container without a lid fastened on it will be unclean. Anyone out in the open who touches someone who has been killed with a sword, or someone who has died a natural death, or anyone who touches a human bone or a grave will be unclean for 7 days. For the unclean person, put some ashes from the burned purification offering into a jar and pour fresh water over them. Then a man who is ceremonially clean is to take some hyssop, dip it in the water, and sprinkle the tent and all the furnishings and the people who were there. He must also sprinkle anyone who has touched a human bone or a grave or someone who has been killed or someone who has died a natural death. The man who is clean is to sprinkle the unclean person on the third and seventh days. And on the seventh day, he is to purify him. The person being cleansed must wash his clothes and bathe with water, and that evening he will be clean. But if a person who is unclean does not purify himself, he must be cut off from the community, because he has defiled the sanctuary of the Lord. The water of cleansing has not been sprinkled on him, and he is unclean. This is a lasting ordinance for them. The man who sprinkles the water of cleansing must also wash his clothes, and anyone who touches the water of cleansing will be unclean till evening. Anything that an unclean person touches becomes unclean, and anyone who touches it becomes unclean till evening.
Today's passage talks about the same thing as yesterday. It continues the thought of this special cleansing water that needs to be used to cleanse people of their impurities. And who are these people that needs to be cleansed of their impurities? Verse 11 talks about it in particular. Whoever touches a human corpse, a dead body, whoever comes in contact with death, they need to be cleansed of their impurities. Turn with me to verse 19. Verse 19 talks about how they're going to be cleansed. Verse 19 says, the man who is clean is to sprinkle those who are unclean on the third and seventh days. And on the seventh day, he is to purify them. Those who are being cleansed must wash their clothes and bathe with water. And that evening, they will be clean. So you see, the whole process takes 7 days. 7 days is a very long time. And then the third day and the seventh day, they are to be sprinkled with this whole special cleansing water. And if you really think about it, for 7 days, they're sitting there and just reflecting and really thinking about their state of uncleanness. You know, they're thinking about death and how they came in contact with death, intentionally or unintentionally. They came to touch a dead body. And so therefore, they're thinking a lot about death and how God wants nothing to do with death, and He wants to drive out every trace of death from His community and camp. And they're thinking a lot about how they're to live a life of a living life, a true life, and God wants to really bring life and drive out every trace of death from their lives. You know, Scripture talks a lot about this analogy of life and death. It talks about spiritual death. In particular, in Ephesians 2, you know, Paul says that we're all spiritually dead, but only in Christ we have been made alive, again, spiritually alive. There's a lot of people out there who look alive on the outside, but inwardly they're as good as dead because they've been cut off from the true source of life. I mean, just picture a Christmas tree. You know, Christmas tree, it looks alive. It has all the adornments, decorations, and lights, all the colors and festivities and gifts and presents to decorate the tree. It looks alive at the outside, but the moment that Christmas tree is cut off from its root, is cut off from the source of life, it's dead. Inside, it's dead. Outside, it looks alive, but inside, it's dead. And therefore, after Christmas, you know, the only place the Christmas tree is headed to is a dumpster because it's dead. It has no worth. It has no life inside. Same thing with the human corpse or a dead body. You can put perfume on it. You can put the nicest clothes on a dead body, but it might look alive. And a lot of people do the best jobs of, you know, making sure these dead people look alive. But you know, it's a corpse, and it's dead. There's nothing you can do about it. So in many sense, we try to decorate our lives with good works or success or a lot of money, or even our health or family or good families, relationships. You know, we try to decorate and deck our lives, adorn our lives with all these adornments, and we might look alive, but if we've been cut off from the true source of life, then we are dead on the inside. So that's why the author of Hebrews in the New Testament, he talks about this whole concept of cleansing water, and he says in Hebrews 10, verse 22, this is what he says. He says, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with clean water, a pure water. So he's talking about this concept of this pure cleansing water, having our hearts so sprinkled and clean so that we're not having a guilty conscience anymore, but we have this confidence inside, and we have this assurance inside. We have this, you know, courage and boldness inside, a sincere heart, full assurance inside, knowing that we are accepted by God and we are loved by God. If we're spending so much time trying to adorn our lives with these exterior matters, religion, devotion, success, moral deeds, wealth, and we're no different from a Christmas tree who's been cut off, or a corpse. They might look alive out on the outside, but inside we're dead. That's why Jesus says again and again in John chapter 15, abide in me. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Apart from Jesus, we can bear no fruit in our lives. He is the source of life, and we need to be connected. We need to abide in Jesus every single day to be connected to the source of life. Jesus is a source of fuel, our strength and energy. He's going to help us finish the race. He's going to help us get up and run the race once again. All our strength, energy, and life flows out of our connection, of our union with the Son of God, Jesus Christ. For Israelites, desert was a very grueling place, very hot, arid, and dry place, just filled with wandering and no end in sight. For many of us, maybe watching today, you might feel like you're in the middle of a desert. You're in the middle of a place where you're searching and wandering and searching for answers with no end in sight, this hot and dry place. Well, let me pray for you today that the Spirit of God would sprinkle on your hearts the living water, the life-giving water of Jesus in your soul, so that you would know, just like the author of Hebrews says, with a sincere heart and a heart full of assurance, that you would approach God today with confidence and joy in your hearts. Let's pray. Father, would you sprinkle the living water of your Son Jesus into our hearts and make us clean, make us pure, make us confident, give us assurance and sincere heart inside, that we will live the life that you have called us to live, that we're not dead people, but you have called us to life through your Son Jesus. Help us to be so connected with him this very day that we will feel the vitality and the vigor of your Son Jesus running through our veins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
For a single soul, reaching farther and stepping in closer.